Amen. It's great to be in the house of the Lord with you all this evening. If you have your Bibles, you can open up to 2 Samuel chapter 6. We're going to begin at verse 12. Now I was told King David saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And so it was, when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. So they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. Then he distributed among the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both the women and the men, to every one a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, every one to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." So David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and I will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor." Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. The ark of God represented the presence of the Lord. I want to start off by saying this tonight. The presence of the Lord is to be something celebrated. The arrival of the presence of the Lord is to be something celebrated. The presence of the Lord is to be exalted. The presence of the Lord is to be honored. The presence of the Lord is to be esteemed. It's to be greatly celebrated. There she was, looking through a window, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord asking us, "How's your proximity to the presence of the Lord? What is your viewpoint of the presence of the Lord? What heart do you have towards the presence of the Lord?" And I say tonight that this matters more than we might think. This matters more than we might acknowledge. It was a day of great rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is brought back to the city. All the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Verses 14 to 16 read, "Then David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet." Now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. Why was she at home? Why the distance? The Lord gave us this history for a reason. He gave us this history to save us. You know what He's saying to us? Leave the window behind. Verse 16, now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Now, I don't know what the window represents for you tonight or how the Lord is using this on the individual level, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord calling people to leave the window behind, to leave the piercing of the wall behind, to leave their piercing of the wall behind. The truth is, we should not be standing at the window. We should be standing in the presence of the Lord. We shouldn't be at home. There shouldn't be distance. How's our proximity to the presence of the Lord? What is our view of the presence of the Lord? We shouldn't be standing at the window. We should be out in the open with the people of God, celebrating the presence of the Lord. We shouldn't be standing at the window, the piercing of our wall, as a spectator. We can come into the house of the Lord and yet we're not in His presence. We come into His presence, but we're not into His presence. It's time to leave the window behind and run to the presence of the Lord. We are called to be participants, not observers, onlookers, bystanders, outsiders. I feel a word to some here tonight. Maybe it is as we think of that picture of a window that you have some pain you need to get past. Maybe that's what's holding you back. Whatever that pain might represent, a pane of glass, but you hear the Spirit speaking tonight. Get past the pain. Leave the window behind. The Lord is calling us to leave the walls behind. Walls we've built up. Walls we've hid behind. Walls we've taken ease behind. We were never meant to live a walled up life. There should be nothing between us and the presence of the Lord. No wall. Maybe it's an unbiblical persuasion we've grown up with or been taught. Maybe it's pride. Our so-called dignity. Is it something we've allowed to take control or dominate or rule? Everyone else is out rejoicing and celebrating the presence of the Lord, and there we are, walled in, standing behind a wall, hiding behind some wall, looking through the piercing of our wall. Maybe it's a wall that the enemy has built up, a wall we've allowed others to push us behind. A wall that circumstance or trial has driven us behind. And I would say to the church this evening, there is not a wall that cannot be left behind. It's time to leave the walls behind. Walls that have distanced us. Walls that have disillusioned us. Walls that have defeated us and deterred us. Walls that have diseased our outlook. Walls that have imprisoned us. Verse 16, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord. And what was her reaction to this celebration? What was her reaction to the celebration of the presence of the Lord coming back to the city? The text reads, she despised him in her heart. Can it be said tonight that walls and windows do us no good? Walls and windows have their way with our hearts, and they get to the heart. Walls and windows greatly affect us, and they greatly infect us. They poison us towards others. They poison us towards those that we're close to. They suck the joy out of us. They turn us into despisers and haters. Walls and windows, they fill us with contempt, and they fill us with scorn. And so the Lord is saying, leave the window behind. Leave the pain behind. Leave the walls behind and come out into the open and celebrate the presence. Celebrate my presence. The Spirit of the Lord is saying to us today, save yourself from unfruitfulness. Leave the window behind and leave the walls behind. Don't stay where you are. And heaven forbid we take to mocking of the presence of the Lord, taunting the celebrating in and of the presence of the Lord. You know what happens? We end up with no offspring. We end up with no fruit. We end up fruitless. No conceiving, no birthing, nothing beyond us. Producing is that closely linked to the presence of the Lord. And I say tonight, this is the reality. Fruitfulness for every single one of us is that closely linked to the presence of the Lord. Perhaps that's why we don't see the fruit in our life. Because of the distance. Our proximity to the presence of the Lord is improper. Our view of the presence of the Lord isn't what it should be. Our heart toward the presence of the Lord. Michal sat looking out a window, judging, and she ended up a non-producer. She ended up unfruitful. We need to save ourselves from unfruitfulness, and so we must leave the window behind. We must leave the walls behind. We must come out from behind these things, and we must become undignified. Can you receive that word tonight? Become undignified in His presence. Why? Because our dignity will kill us. Our so-called dignity will kill our future, and it will kill our productivity, our own fruitfulness, our ability to conceive and give birth to things that the Lord would have us conceive and give birth to. And so that's how closely our fruitfulness is linked to the presence of the Lord. If we want fruit, if we want birthing, we have to run to the presence of God and leave our so-called dignity behind. If we don't get undignified in His presence, we will never know the fruitfulness He has in store for us. That's the truth tonight. That's the reality tonight. So will we today save ourselves from unfruitfulness? Will we be those that allow the presence of the Lord to turn us into conceivers? Allow the presence of the Lord to enable us to give birth to some things and create some things in us, bring life out of us. 2 Samuel 6, verse 23, therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. And the voice Bible reads, and to her dying day, Michal, the daughter of Saul, was humbled before God and did not bear a child. Therefore, no descendant of Saul ever regained the throne of Israel. Wow. Can we lose the kingdom for our lineage? Allow the Spirit to speak tonight. Can we lose it for our sons and daughters? Can we lose it for the next generation because of our improper proximity to the presence of the Lord, because of our improper view on the importance of the presence of the Lord, because of our stance, because of our pain, because of our window, because of our walls, can we lose it? God never destined that any one of us would live a walled-up life, that we would live distanced from His presence. Let's save ourselves from unfruitfulness. And the Lord is saying to us today, let my presence bless you and bless your house. We want the presence of the Lord to not only bless them, but bless their house. 2 Samuel 6, verses 11 and 12, the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. I love this. Now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. We'll just say because of the presence of the Lord. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. Listen to how the message reads. It was reported to King David that God had prospered Obed-Edom and his entire household because of the chest of God, because of the ark of God, the presence of the Lord. So David thought, I'll get that blessing for myself. There is nothing wrong with that kind of an attitude. Because we want to be fruitful for the Lord. We want our homes to be fruitful to the glory of God. I'm going to get myself that blessing. I'm going to go after it. And he went and brought up the chest of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David, celebrating extravagantly all the way. Will we hear that report tonight? And will we get the blessing that only His presence can give for us and for our houses? It'll cause us and our house and those of our house to be fruitful. David celebrated the presence of the Lord, and then he returned to bless his house. How beautiful is that? We come to church, we celebrate the presence of the Lord. We know that the presence goes with us and that His presence is in our homes. But we return from the presence of the Lord to bless our houses, to bless our homes. The truth tonight is this. We are best qualified and equipped to bless our house when we've become like David in the Lord's presence. We are best qualified and equipped to bless our houses when we become like David in the presence of the Lord. Because all we got to say when we get home is blessing, 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 to carry that blessing. And we know on this day it wasn't like that for David. But can we read Psalm 112, verses 1 to 3? In the Passion Translation, it reads, shout in celebration of praise to the Lord. Everyone who loves the Lord and delights in Him will cherish His words and be blessed beyond expectation. Their descendants will be prosperous and influential. Just receive it tonight if you want to receive it tonight. Open your heart and drink in the Word of God. Every generation of His godly lovers will experience His favor. Great blessing and wealth fills the house of the wise, for their integrity endures forever. Listen, His presence will bless you, and it will bless your house. It will bless your children. It will bless this generation and the generations to come. And therefore, we need to be those that have no distance between us and the presence of God. We can't allow a pain to get in our way. Can you receive that tonight? We can't allow pain to get in our way, whatever that pain represents tonight. We can't allow walls to be built up. The enemy would love to build up walls in every one of our lives. Whatever those walls, whatever the reason, it would allow us to adopt a life of improper proximity from the presence of the Lord. Because the enemy knows if he can create that in our life, he's got us. He'll strip fruitfulness from us. He'll keep us from fruitfulness. He'll hinder our homes. He might just claim the next generation if we're not careful. The Lord is saying to us today, don't let anyone smother your praise. Please receive this tonight. It doesn't matter who it is, and it does not matter how close they are to us. Don't let anyone smother your praise. Matthew 10:37 reads, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." The message reads, don't think I've come to make life cozy. I've come to cut. Make a sharp knife cut between son and father, daughter and mother, bride and mother-in-law. Cut through these cozy domestic relationships, these arrangements, and free you for God. Wow. Well-meaning family members can be your worst enemies. If you prefer father or mother over me, you don't deserve me. If you prefer son or daughter over me, you don't deserve me. Don't let anyone smother your praise. If we allow them to smother our praise, we are allowing them to rob God of the worship, the praise that he so rightfully deserves. The expression of praise that he so rightfully deserves. Not only that he deserves, but that he desires, that his word calls for. Even if they're well-meaning. Maybe you're here tonight and there's someone trying to help you keep your dignity as they see it. Trying to help you maintain your pride. Trying to keep you from looking foolish in the eyes of others. Can we agree with this statement tonight that if our praise makes them uncomfortable, so be it? Because God works miracles when things get uncomfortable. As long as it's all comfort, we want God to break through. Let's be true to God. And when things get uncomfortable, we know he's in control. And when things get uncomfortable, God works miracles. Let's have the worship team return tonight. Leave the window behind and the walls behind. Leave the pain behind. Leave the division behind. Save yourself from unfruitfulness. Let his presence bless you and bless your house. I want to just say to you tonight, every ear that is listening tonight, you are destined to be a conceiver. You are destined to give birth to things. You are destined to bring forth life. You are destined for fruitfulness. Can you receive that tonight? And that's why God is saying, leave the window behind, leave the pain behind, leave the walls behind, leave those voices behind, and just step into my presence, get close to my presence, celebrate my presence, get filled up to the full, become undignified, and then go home and bless your house and bless your children and bless your occupation and bless every relationship in your life and bless your neighborhood. God knows that his presence brings breakthrough. His presence brings change. We cannot afford to live a life distanced from his presence. Today, take a stand and step outside. Step out from behind whatever it is and run to the presence of the Lord. Psalm 16, verse 11 reads, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy." Today, deal with the distance. It's time to celebrate. You know that it's time to shout. It's time to dance. Celebrate the presence of the Lord. I think it's worth celebrating. It's time to declare as David declared. It was before the Lord who chose me to appoint me. Therefore, I'll play music before the Lord. He said, and I will be even more undignified than this. And I'll be humble in my own sight. That's what it's going to take. And I will be held in honor. Leave it all behind. Close with these words from Charles Spurgeon. Let the worldling say of the Christian when he is acting true to his master, you are enthusiastic. Our reply is, yes, we are. We may be considered enthusiastic if you judge us by ordinary rules, but we are not to be judged so. We consider that we have been loved with special love, that God has been pleased to forgive us our sins, to accept us by his sovereign grace, and give us the privileges of his children. Loved by our God, for him again, with love intense we burn. Chosen of him before time began, we choose him in return. Michael may say we have acted madly. She would act the same if she felt as we felt. Men of the world may say we act extravagantly and go beyond the rule of prudence. They would go beyond the rule of prudence too if they had been partakers of like love and received like favor. The man who feels himself to have been chosen of God from before the foundation of the world, who has a solid conviction that his sins are all blotted out, that he is God's own child, that he is accepted in the beloved, that his heaven is secure, I say, there is nothing extravagant for that man to do. Let's stand tonight. However the Spirit is speaking, would you open up your heart and your life? Would you open up your heart and your life? What's he saying to us tonight? What is it tonight? I couldn't help but think in the worship we sang, those words, you split the sea so I could walk right through it. You got rid of the veil so we could have that closeness with you, God, with your presence. You split the sea so I could walk right through it, but I felt like the Spirit was saying, he split the sea and we have a sea of glass between us and the Lord. Whatever the pain represents, whatever it is, and we might look at it and say, it seems impossible, but there is no pain that can't be left behind. There is no wall that cannot be left behind. Run to the presence of the Lord tonight. Lord, make us fruitful in your presence. Make us fruitful because of your presence, God.